It's time for the first look at the business news of the week. And first story up is the latest data on consumer prices is out this week, and it's picked once again to show the inflation well short of the Reserve Bank's target. Expectations are that Wednesday's consumers price index will rise 0.6% for the 3 months ended September. And that will take the annual inflation rate to 1.4%, down from 1.7% in the previous quarter. It's well below the RBNZ's 2% mid-range target, but just ahead of the bank's quarterly forecast. Kiwi Bank senior economist Jeremy Couchman says it's not so much these numbers that matter, but what happens later in the year that will be on the Reserve Bank's mind.
When they were forecasting back in August, they had an annual rate of growth of 1.3% in this quarter. So that's, we're expecting something to be slightly above. So this quarter, I don't think it's going to be too much of a concern. It's really the outlook for inflation. Where are we going to head at the end of this year and into 2020? That's what they'll be more concerned about.
We'll hear more from Jeremy Couchman of Kiwi Bank at around 10 to 7. And on to new research, which suggests that it's not enough for company leaders to front up during a crisis, but they actually need to build public trust in advance. Media researcher Incentia has studied the response of four leaders to crises they faced and the coverage they received for it. Those covered include Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg over the use of his platform to spread hate material, Boeing's boss for his handling of the 737 MAX crashes, Raylan Castle at Rugby Australia over Israel Folau's controversial social media posts, and Jacinda Ardern for her responses to the Christchurch attacks. Incentia's head of insights, Nairi Crawford, says leaders are expected to be front and centre in a crisis.
It's really, really hard to be believable and authentic when trust hasn't been built already, and it doesn't feel authentic when you have a CEO or a leader fronting that you've never seen them before and they only front during a crisis. There's a really important context of knowing who a leader is and what they stand for before a crisis happens.
We'll hear more from Nairi Crawford a little later in the program. Markets, Wall Street finished the week higher after trade tensions between the US and China eased with the announcement of a partial deal between the two countries. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 320 points. That was 1.2%. The NASDAQ and the broader S&P 500 up just over 1% as well. Our own top 50 index finally had a reasonable day, gaining 37 points on Friday. It starts the morning at 10,924. And the New Zealand dollar steady at 63.4 US cents, 93.3 Australian.